So, big news, I am charging my Apple Watch so that tomorrow I can wear it, and hopefully wearing it will hold me accountable for my health goals. You know, I'll constantly be checking what my heart rate is, so I won't want to do things that are bad for my heart. And February's all about heart health. And yeah, I just went and saw the Book of Clarence again. And I wouldn't say I was disappointed, because I do like it. Like, really, I really like it. But just the album's just so good. I was expecting the movie to just be like one long music video for the album. Honestly, they played such small snippets of the song, I feel like. Either that, or time just went by faster or something, I don't know. And I wish it was more songs, I don't know. But, like, not that I would want it to be, like, a musical. That's what I was thinking about while I was watching it. I was like, it's not that I want this to be, like, a musical, but I want the whole song to play, and, like, they just get visuals. That's really what I want. So, yeah, I really just want music videos for it. I feel like there's a lot of cool things they could do with that. So maybe I'll leave some comments on the album on YouTube. Be like, we want music videos. And they'll be like, oh my god, it looks like they want music videos. Let's go music videos. But, I don't know. Other than that, like, I want to make my little miso tofu lettuce wraps tomorrow. But I know it's gonna have to wait till Friday. But I'm just so excited. Like, I just wanna make them and eat them. I feel like they're gonna be so good. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot on my mind, but, like, I just don't wanna talk about it. You know. But, I keep saying but, and there is no but. Also, I don't need to say but. Like, that just makes everything I say the longest run-on sentence ever. Which is what it is. Honestly, that's just the way people talk. People like to talk in run-on sentences. When they're just sort of, like, chatting, you know? Because it's only when you're, like, telling someone something important that do you need, like, story structure, truly. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just thinking about, like, if I was going to tell someone to do something, that's what I'd be like, you know, wash the dishes. Okay, that's a sentence. People do talk in sentences, bottom line. But I like to talk in run-on sentences. And that's why I get in trouble at work for always writing in run-on sentences. And I get, like, no one wants to read it when it's that long. You're like, I know, but I just love run-on sentences. You don't get it. But first day of February. Oh my god. I think I'm supposed to make my poppet tomorrow. But I can't cancel on the dinner because I'm the one who's like, okay, tomorrow. So I talked to my friend today who always will say that. So there's that. Just falls right out of me after talking with him. It was nice to talk. It was like, I was literally like, oh, I want to call someone. I want to call a friend I haven't talked to in a while, but I want to call like a real actual friend. And then I was like, duh, my bestie who I haven't talked to in so long, duh. Called him up. It was so nice. But then I feel bad because my mom called in the middle of that. So I sent her a message and I was like, sorry, I'm talking with my friend right now. And I said who it is and she knows him and she just never answered. Okay, girls, no reason to be mad because, you know, I love talking with you. You know, I love you. I'm just busy. And normally I'm not. Like, if you literally called any other time of any other day, pretty much I would have answered. And honestly, I wish I had talked to her just to tell her about how American Airlines took my freaking flight credits from me. Like, what the heck? They better give them back. And if they don't, I'm going to cry at work again. No, because it was so embarrassing that I started crying. Like, if someone had walked over right after I started crying, oh, I don't know what I would have done. Like, I mean, I do. I would have tried to play it cool, but I'm not that good of an actress. So we're... Yeah. Let the sentence end, period. Okay. I don't need to keep every sentence going forever. No and, no buts. No buts. Wait, no cuts, no buts, no coconuts. That was such a funny little scene back in the day. Oh, sweet home Alabama. My throat does kind of hurt unexpectedly. But at the same time, you know what they say, one girl's unexpectedly is another girl's expectedly. I need some water. I'm honestly so, so, so glad that I have that water bottle now. Such a game changer, because one, I love drinking out of a straw. Two, I love drinking water. And it's nice having it so accessible all the time. Three, I love filling it up, so satisfying. Four, it protects the water in a way that cups do not. So literally, I just love it in every way, shape, and form. I love everything about it. And it's such a cute color. It's the perfect size, not too big, not too small. Yeah, I love it. But I wish it made me get up more and fill it up. Like, that was good at work. It always gave me an excuse to walk, get up, and fill my cup with water again. Also, I think what I'm looking at, what I'm consuming, I'll just want to finish it. Like, that's just human nature, so... But when I'm blind to what it is, then I just drink until I'm not thirsty. Which I guess is why people like to, like, say, oh, you should eat blind or whatever. But the thing is, well, one, when I eat blind, like, in the movie theater per se, I just keep eating. I feel like more than if I was looking. But then at the same time, I will stop with the popcorn when I'm full. Like, I'll usually get through, like, a quarter to a half, depending how hungry I am. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it is true. But definitely it's true with water. But also with food, it's like... Well, I enjoy drinking water, genuinely. But I enjoy it in a different way than I enjoy eating food. Like, a good flavor is just different than water, you know? But both are good. I think because it was cold outside, I kept, like, sniffing as I walked. And at first I was like, I hope nobody thinks I'm, like, a coke addict or something. And then I sniffed, like, right as this guy walked by, and then he sniffed, like, right at the same time. And I was like, I wonder if that was just a coincidence, which it was just a coincidence. But imagine he didn't like that I sniffed, so he sniffed back to be like, yeah, like, if you two can sniff at that game. I feel like that'd be, like, crosswords clue, like, two can play at, and it'd be like, that game. Because they do love a good quote. And I had an excuse to say hit dogs holler yesterday. And I just love an excuse to say hit dogs holler. And I love saying, try saying that three times fast. And there's another one, but I'm not me. I said it to my friend. And then she's like, wait, what did you say that was so good? And I was like, wait, I don't know. But we both know it exists. And someday it'll come back to us. You know what they say, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, then it's yours. Or something like that. Something like that. And my friend's trying to get me on the dating apps. But he's like, oh, you know, just to make friends. And I'm like, no, like, dating apps are dating apps. There's Bumble BFF if I want to make friends, and maybe I will check it out, to be honest. But at the same time, like, even though I have so much free time, I also feel like it also feels like I don't have free time. Like, oh, like, I'm constantly need to do stuff, but maybe that's just how it is when you're responsible for a household. Because I feel like that's how my mom always was. She was like, oh, I don't have time for anything. But then, like, if she needed to make time for something, she always could. I feel like that's why I'm like, I feel like I have no time, but the moment I need to make time for something, like, I'll make the time. I just have to want it. Ugh, I wish I could just tell everyone tomorrow, hey, let's actually go see the Zone of Interest instead of getting dinner. Or we could do both. Because I do need to see it. But there's always Friday. And Saturday. And Sunday. And my god, I just hope the freaking sun comes out. Because even though I love when it's cloudy, I realized part of what I love why it's cloudy. I love when it's cloudy. Because, and the reason why is because it feels like it's just morning all day long, but you can only live in that for so long before you're like, wait, I low-key need some sunshine. Let the rain fall down until it's done, and then let's go and have the sun come out. I honestly need to go check the weather to see what it's gonna be. And you know, it's like, I love talking to myself, but sometimes I worry, what if I go crazy because it, stop it. Like, yeah, it's gonna be cold, but it is gonna be sunny on Saturday and Sunday. And I need to start putting on sunblock every day, or I'm gonna look 50 when I'm 30, and that's not good. Like, that's not good. I don't need that, but I do need to do it. Like, start putting on sunblock again. I used to be so good about it when I lived in places where the sun came out, but you know, they always say, like, oh, like, the sun's actually worse, it's at its worst when it's cloudy. But you know, it'd be so funny, not so funny, but I just want to pull up to the office in a beanie one of these days. Like, why does no one wear a beanie? One person wears a hat. I could do that. But it really is that I just miss being in the sun. Like, it's so simple. And I feel like that's honestly everyone's problem who works a 9-to-5 office job. Like, when it's sunny, that's when you're meant to be outside, blah, blah, blah. At night, who cares? You know, it's nighttime. Do whatever you want. Be inside, be outside. It's still nice being outside. That's why I really just need to be a park ranger. Like, if I were to apply to school and get in somewhere and get a scholarship, I'd be like, okay, I quit my job, I'm gonna defer my acceptance for a year, and I'm gonna be a ranger for a year. At least, no, only one, because I do need it, because I have to go to school, duh, can't just give it up. As much as I know I would love it, so I feel like that's the risk. But maybe just go do it anyways before I even apply, because once I apply, I'm done. D-O-W-N, just kidding. D-O-N-E, den. Like, I was gonna say it's frustrating because when you're young, like, there's more weight to the decisions you make. Like, you're really setting the path for what comes next. But that's literally your whole life. Like, if I do something at 30, I could do it at 50. And just as much change would come from it. I think I just worry that what if I just, like, get too comfortable, blah, 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 but I just won't let that happen. And even if I have kids, they would love to grow up on the ranch with me. Not the ranch. If I'm a ranger, they'd love to grow up in the national park with me. They would climb the trees and look for, like, berries and collect fresh water. And they'd play outside all the time, and that's so much fun. And I'd play with them. And they'd learn so much. And then when it's time for them to go to school, that's when I'd quit being a ranger. Duh, obviously. Obviously. Me acting as like it's 100% gonna happen, like I planned it. No. But it's definitely something to think about. A boot. I hope that's this year. I need to go to Canada. Oh, Canada. If you can hear me now. All I ever wanted was a safe place for my family. That's that Missy Higgins song that is honestly so good. And the music video is like a little, it's like sad. And it's so good, but it's sad. And the music video is like a drawn boat. People, and like it's just drawn. That's the style of it. You should watch it to see the storyline. Because, one, I don't remember it perfect. So I just don't want to butcher it. That's disrespectful. Duh. I don't know why I keep saying duh. Like, shut up. Like, I must think I'm funny or something. Something like that. I have no idea what tomorrow's gonna look like, but I hope that I take care of myself. And I feel good. I hope I wake up with energy. And that I'm drinking out the bottle. And that I don't know about you, but I feel good. I'll listen to some Pitbull. And maybe some country. Oh, I should look into square dancing out here. Because I do bet that that would be so much fun. I just need to learn some of the dances. Okay. Yeah, see, I just want to yawn and yawn and yawn, which means that what I really want is just sleep, sleep, sleep. Oh, what I really want, oh, I just love sleeping because then I'm dreaming. And I also love sleeping because I'm healing. And I love waking up rested and sleep and dream and dream and dream and dream. That's the thing, like, it's hard to wake up because I just love being asleep and I love dreaming. But that's why I wish that I could channel that into just, like, going to bed earlier rather than sleeping in late. And sometimes I can, so maybe tomorrow I'll be able to. But only time will tell. And the sooner I go to sleep, the sooner I'll know and the better my chances are. So, with that, gonna